This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, it's the Boys Club again. We've been pretty good last month or so. We have had at least one female, if not both, components on the female side of the issues. But today, I'll assume my feminine role. It is my feminine side.
All right.
Yeah, okay. To succeed requires a seed. The seed to success is your imagination. One of the great things about this program, I think, is our encouragement for people starting businesses, coming up with ideas and inventions and stuff. I think that visualization is a great technique. So in your life, things that you can influence and control, because you can't really do it in the universal sense, although I think if enough people get together, kind of like what is going on in our country now, where people are just fed up and they want to have change, you wonder if all that energy isn't going to go to some sort of radicalized change. You think it, and you hope it, and then you look at the results of some of the elections and see the same old faces making it through the primaries, and you scratch your head and think, ah, what are we going to do now? Anyway, think about what you can do yourself for your own success quotient. That's the best way to handle it individually. One of the biggest successes in a long time has come from the European Space Probe. Yesterday we were talking about this, and as in the last 24 hours, more and more pictures became available of this Rosetta, the spacecraft called Rosetta, set up by the European Space Agency. It has actually saddled up to that comet. It was 60 feet. This is something that is just beyond most people's comprehension and imagination. This is a comet. It's 4 billion miles away from the Earth. They knew where it was going to be. They designed this spacecraft to go up and meet the comet, and it has done that. It's going to drop a lander onto this big lump of coal and dust and ice in the next month or so. It has shot a what amounts to one of those things that you shoot out of the side of something and it sticks.
Like a harpoon?
Yeah, right. Thank you. That's the exact word I was looking for. A harpoon. So that it's going to be connected.
Interstellar whaling is what they're doing.
Right.
Intergalactic whaling.
But imagine it. From the Earth, they put a button, and the thing sent out a harpoon so that it was connected to and will stay with.
Yeah, they're tagging it like they would a whale or an eagle or something like that. Yeah. Just going to follow it.
Oh, my God, isn't that amazing?
Wow. Did you hear it's the 1 year anniversary of the Mars rover landing, and so I was listening to a story yesterday where they were kind of reviewing some of the things that it's found, such as a lot of water, and that Mars obviously has some kind of microbial life at some point.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting things is that they also noticed that there's going to be a comet go incredibly close, closer than any comet has ever come to Earth, to Mars, and they were worried that the thing could explode and hit and destroy the rover. But this thing is going to get some amazing pictures of this comet. I mean, it's going to come within, I don't know, 1,000 miles or something like that of the planet. So it could actually hit Mars.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Middle East news here of influence. Negotiations have begun. Each side says it wants this, that, and the other thing in Gaza. Hamas says it wants an end to the blockade of that territory. Israel says that the group Hamas has to disarm before that can happen. That's been the demand all along. They've had the same conversation, like they've had the same war over and over again. What, 14 times since Israel was declared a state in 1948, they've been at war. And the same results, same demands, everything's the same. Nothing changes. Nothing. Nothing changes. It's amazing in this world that this sort of thing. They've got a certain amount of time They want to continue to mediate and extend the truce. So hopefully this is over at least for now. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the Middle East, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, known as ISIS, has moved north. As a matter of fact, they captured the largest Christian town. A lot of people don't know that there are areas in many Middle Eastern countries where there are sort of designated patches where Christians would live. I mean, it's not unlike what happens here, that community outside of Dearborn where there are tens of thousands of Muslims who live. It's a suburb of Detroit, and they happen to have all gone there. And that's the same sort of thing. It's kind of like all the Brazilians who live in Framingham. It's either national or it's racial or ethnic or something. But anyway, so there is a Christian town, Christian area in northern Iraq that now this group has taken over. I think they killed a couple of Christians or people who declared, you know, they go into these places and they say, all right, we want you to become Muslims. And if they refuse, they just kill you. That's kind of what's going on. There have been
these guys seem to have stabilized their grip on the area that they have taken.
Yeah, they have.
Which is, I mean, they're going to start their own state.
Somehow or other.
At some point, it looks like.
Well, it's going to be the old state. The way that that Iraq was not Iraq before, there were three separate countries. And they want to go back to having their own country. And that's what this is about. Syria, all of these things are creations of politics, not of tribes. The old tribes, they want to go back to the old tribes.
Does this scare you in that a terrorist group has basically taken, or do we call it a terrorist group? Maybe they're pretty brutal.
We call them the news media.
I don't know. Some of the stuff they've done is extremely brutal. But, or does this calm things down and make people happy because I have my own place now?
Well, there's something to be said for that, too, Richie.
Fighting back against colonialism. I took my own place. We claim our state.
Got it back.
Boom, we're happy.
But everybody thinks this is new. This is not new.
No.
Anybody who studied...
1,000 years old.
I can remember studying all of this when I was taking courses with Dr. Muhi Hatur, who was my favorite prof in the days at Heidelberg. He and Dr. Roll were my favorites. And he was an Iraqi. Came to Northwestern, got a doctorate, and stayed in Ohio, and taught for 24, 25 years in Heidelberg. One of the things he was eager to teach us about the Iraqi way of life was how the Westerners had screwed it up over the past 400 or 500 years in unnatural ways. And so when you hear me often talking about how badly the Europeans screwed up Africa and screwed up Asia, it was because of his tutelage and teaching. They did the same thing in the Middle East. They created all these lands.
Mostly the French and the British did it. The early
old
stuff.
The Dutch, the Germans, the French, the English, yeah. And so they created these artificial boundaries and barriers, and these people just want to go back to the way it was before. That's all they want. Dr. Ken Kronos up next here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
I stopped seeing life insurance as something only rich people needed after my brother-in-law died. On top of really missing him, I watched my sister struggle to keep up with their mortgage, car payments, and everyday living expenses for her and the kids. I realized then that life insurance isn't just for millionaires. It's for anyone who has people in their lives who depend on them to get by. It's to help everyday people help protect their families. People like me. So I called AIG Direct, and I was shocked at how affordable coverage can be. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I may not have $1 million. But my family's well-being and happiness is priceless. I'm glad I have AIG Direct to help protect their future, no matter what happens to me.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-811-6409. That's 1-800-811-6409. 1-800-811-6409.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here. The medical news that's important for you to understand the ramifications. Dr. Ken is one of the best sources for this kind of information, so he's here to discuss vitamin D. I was reading something, Ken, and I'm trying now to place it about vitamin D and vitamin B, and how important it is for both of them for different reasons. And so, D, your focus on D.
Yes, let's break out the news that's occurring this week. Doug, this is great news. This is published this week in the medical journal Neurology, that adults 65 and over that do not get enough vitamin D have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Adults with even a moderate vitamin D deficiency are 69% more likely to develop dementia. Salmon, tuna, milk, and eggs offer healthy doses of vitamin D, sun exposure in moderate amount, I recommend about 15 minutes, about 3 to 4 times a week, can also help the humans absorb proper amount of vitamin D. So this is an easy way to correct and lower your risk of getting dementia. Ask the doctor to occasionally check your vitamin D level when they do your blood levels.
All right, now, vitamin B, I have a problem with gluten, so I go without it. And Meredith was reading something online that she was sent yesterday, Ken, about vitamin B, and if you don't have enough gluten, you need to supplement with B. Is that controversial, or is that, I mean, D, can you get too much of anything?
Can get too much of anything, but B is a water-soluble vitamin, so you can take a supplement, I'm sure you do, and get some extra B, no big deal.
Daily aspirin routines. Now, this is back and forth. This stuff drives me crazy because we talked about on the weekend program and here, Ken and I do a weekend program that's aimed at getting your calls and questions answered from the medical point of view, whatever you have. If you want to join us, 7 o'clock East Coast time on Saturday mornings. Aspirins now may help prevent cancer. There have been warnings. A myriad of a plethora of warnings about aspirin. Don't take it. It's bad for you. Now, this is what drives me nuts about science.
Well, let me help.
It's
not really science. It's just advancing the knowledge down the road. Because there are concerns about any pill we put in our mouth, and there are concerns about aspirin because it can irritate the gut, the stomach, the intestines, and cause bleeding. But the news this week is out of the Annals of Oncology. New studies showing that taking low dose aspirin, which has a much less likelihood of causing bleeding, every day reduces the risk of developing and dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer, and it appears that the benefits do outweigh the risk in this setting.
So you're saying take an aspirin. Are you going to take an aspirin every day?
I'm telling you to talk to your doctor.
No. I'm not taking that. Yeah. I want to know.
Here you go, Ken. The pressure's on.
No,
if you're going to take an aspirin every day,
between 50 and 65, the data shows you definitely should, and a baby aspirin a day for me is fine.
A baby aspirin, not a regular aspirin.
Exactly, and talk to your doctors because you and I should not be prescribing over the radio.
Well, I can do it. I can practice without a license. I'm okay. Who's going to shoot me?
Yeah, you won't get in any trouble.
No, I
can't. I have to renew my licenses.
Yeah, I'll stamp them. Give me a rubber stamp. I'll give you your license is approved as far as I'm concerned.
We'll be making license plates in a long time.
If your hair is thinning and you're concerned, Dr. Ken wants to fix that problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, except Doug, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safer, colored, and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Provia has great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that phone number, handy, I have this handy, 800-543-5817. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-543-5817. Right now, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free month supply of Provia. 800-543-5817 to better the chances of you being looked upon favorably when it comes to your hairline anyway. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the hair under your scalp to grow. 800-543-5817. We'll be right back.
is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know, during this portion of the hour, there's a focus on music. Sometimes it's pop music of the day, sometimes pop music of the past, sometimes an interesting integration. For example, here's Brian Setzer. Richie's got a great story attached to this.
Listen to that guitar. Play that dress, Brian.
When way back when, just seems to know it, man. Even back then, gonna make people shout and clap their hands. I'm gonna play guitar in a rock and roll band. I never wanna stop it. I just wanna rock it, yes I do. Oh, yeah. And hands in the air and low down rockin'.
I was sorry, Richie.
This is a track called Rockabilly Blues off of his new album, Rockabilly Riot. All originals from Brian Setzer, and it's the first non-instrumental album he's had outside of the Brian Setzer Orchestra in, wow, like 13 years. So pretty cool stuff, kind of back to the Stray Cats type of thing. But the neat thing about this album, and we've been talking about Weird Al Yankovic quite a bit because of how he geniusly marketed his new album, where he released a song on a different popular news or website every day. Well, Brian Setzer released a song last week on USAtoday.com and yesterday released all of the tracks on WallStreetJournal.com. So this is a trend that is pretty interesting, you know, taking, because we've seen like where artists are saying, okay, I'm only going to release my CD at Walmart or Target.
Right.
You know, and now nobody buys CDs, so how do we do it? Well, they look at websites with really strong followings, and they say, okay, you can only get it here for 3 days, 4 days, a week, whatever it is, or I'm going to splatter it around and just try and get more exposure by putting it on popular websites. But this is neat stuff. I'm definitely going to download it because I love that rockabilly. And Brian Setzer says, it's really good music. It's kind of like the blues. It's always kind of under the radar until it rears its head. And I really believe that when people get to hear it, they love rockabilly.
So Weird Al also has released a new album, a comedy album that's doing very well. He's done it in sort of an unusual way, Kenny, right? The tracks sort of all released in different venues, weren't they?
Yeah, he released a different video for each song on the album on a different day, all on different websites. So it was an exclusive one on the Nerdist, an exclusive one on Funny or Die. Each day, a different video, an exclusive place. So it built lots of buzz on all these different sites for all these different audiences.
Yeah.
Very, very cool idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right, speaking of that, is Weird Al being the entertainment at the Super Bowl a good idea? That's the poll question today at DougStephan.com. Also at DougStephan.com, our video of the day. Some will consider this to be weird. I'm not sure. The story, though, requires, what, about 2 minutes worth of our airtime?
A minute and a half, yeah.
A minute and a half. I don't think we have a minute and a half.
We do not, no, but it's really funny.
Well, the idea of having videos, this is one of the things that sort of has brought us into the new age. I remember when we first had a website, and that might have been, what, 20 years? I'm trying to remember the first Doug Stephan website. It was pretty bad. I remember that.
Yeah, no, it was pretty basic.
Pretty horrible.
But, I mean, they all were back then.
Yeah,
it was in the mid-90s.
So here we have all the opportunity to put together audio and video and text and stories and entertainment.
You got to go see this. This guy's wife, she's drunk and tells a joke. Well, he's got it recorded and then animates it.
Yeah, and it looks
hysterical.
Like you think that it's somebody who's come up with this just for the purposes of doing animation, but it started first with a real-life situation, and then the animation came after that, if I understand it correctly. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and he's made an animation company now based on this because it's so popular on the Internet.
All right.
I wish my wife drank.
Oh, yeah, really. I bet she wishes she drank, too. 28 past the hour on
Everybody else thinks she should.
The news that matters most to you. Have you checked out the bulletin today? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Written by top experts who cover the news for the 50-plus crowd, there's a lot to know. A new survey about parents and their adult children says that the younger generation wants a more honest discussion about their parents' retirement plans. Who weathered the recent recession? A new census report suggests that some people over 65 did okay. There's info on 4 new scams, the rising rate of student loans, a new test that predicts Alzheimer's, and what to do about overdraft fees. My favorite article isn't about all this serious stuff. It's titled 11 Things We Didn't Know Last Week. Did you know that robots can park your car at an airport in Germany? I'll link to the bulletin today on our website. You can also receive it in an email. The pictures are fun, the article's concise, and each topic leads you to more resources about money, caregiving, health, and lots of fun things. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
TuneIn Radio.
Yes. Which we are on.
We are on, yes. And also the focus at cafepress.com on Good Day Goodies. We've now started as a sort of a button at the website, and also Facebook, I think, too, has our Good Day Goodies. Is it not, Kenny?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
I like that. Yep.
There he is. Affirmative, sir.
Yep.
Yep.
Go after your internet.
You betcha.
Go to the cafepress.com, Good Day Goodies, /Good Day Goodies. You'll find a whole plethora of things, wearing apparel, mugs, cups, keychains, lots of cool things. If you're connected to the Good Day program or want to be, all you have to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is go to cafepress.com, cafepress.com, and look for the Good Day Goodies. Richie, you have your first one yet?
I do not have any Good Day. I have my Good Day jacket.
Yeah.
And I have my Good Day, bag.
Yes.
But I don't have a Good Day cup. I need one of those.
I
have to go over there.
All right, let's get to some of the other items of interest. Mrs. Obama and Mrs. Bush spoke with the first spouses who were here. Remember, we had a three-day thing earlier this week with the leaders of Africa coming to America to extol the value and virtue of what they can offer us in terms of business, and we the same with them. Turned out that we did, supposedly on paper, the $7 billion worth of connection. And I thought the most interesting thing that came out of it, frankly, was from Boeing. They're going to work with the South African tobacco growers to come up with a new jet fuel made out of tobacco that they can use in the Boeing jets that fly in and out of South Africa. maybe use it internationally. Anyway, so
I wouldn't want to be the first one on that flight.
No, it'd be okay. It's the same as MASH, the same as the stuff we're making here.
You ever see people who smoke? Mm-hmm.
What about it?
They cough a lot, right?
You know, you're thinking the plane's going to cough a lot.
The plane's going to be...
Good for your ears.
Not me, brother.
Dr. Joy Brown is going to investigate what's wrong with Rich in a few minutes, too, by the way.
He's been trying for years.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama, working with these ladies, gave them a pep talk. The African countries represented came over to the Kennedy Center yesterday, and the Mrs. Bush and Mrs. Obama challenged the other first ladies to use their unelected office to improve their own status and the status of the countries where they live, the standard of living, for example, standard of living for women specifically. Mrs. Obama said, "We can't waste this spotlight. We have a short life. Change is needed. Women are smarter than men." That's the headline that came out of this working relationship that they established with the first ladies of the African countries.
In general,
women are smarter than men. And the men can't complain because you're outnumbered as well. There are more women than men. Mrs. Bush said since her husband left office in 2008, she's focused on the Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon Project, which is a program that expands the plans for emergency relief for AIDS workers in Africa by including treatment for women with cervical cancer. They had not been served before.
Mm.
So, anyway, Mrs. Bush said, when you live in the White House, you have a platform. You're always going to be characterized in a way that you may or may not be. Anybody who's in a leadership position is going to be criticized, criticized. I don't know whether this is a critical statement or not. Are women smarter than men? Yeah, I think they are. I don't know. I need Mr. Obama.
Sure.
Women are smarter than men.
But, I mean, if we're looking at like a broad base just across the board, are all women smarter than all men?
No.
Or are all men smarter than all women?
Some remember the old thing from, what is it? I never know whether, I can't remember if it's 1984 or whether it's the other George Orwell book. Anyway, pigs are Animal Farm.
Right.
I think it's from Animal Farm. All pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others.
Right. You know,
that works.
You're saying that the first ladies have a platform when in the White House. This morning I was listening to news of our former governor, Bob McDonnell, and his wife, who apparently she was described by her chief of staff as a nutbag, yeah, and with a temper and loved to go on shopping sprees paid for by the guy that they're claiming was buying his way into the governor's mansion.
Yeah, right.
And influence.
Yeah.
And they were, when I heard that the first lady, the wife of the governor, had a chief of staff and a security staff, I started thinking, why?
Yeah.
I get it. You know, the First Lady of the United States, you know, there's a lot of security concerns there. Sure, why not? And you do have a platform. I mean, it's, you know, you definitely have a platform. So, but how much does this cost us if we also have a chief of staff, a whole staff for each governor of every single state? And then what? Yeah. You know, who else has a, you know, where the husband or the wife of an elected official has a staff?
Well, that's the whole thing about the expansion of government and things that are being done that that have no basis in
why does the government need to pay for her platform at the state level?
Yeah.
The presidential level, I get it. It's a big office.
I get it.
Hey, you know what? It's not necessary, but sure, okay, whatever. And we know how much money we spend on that. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But at the state level, why can't they just do it on their own goodwill? Why can't they have a job with a nonprofit organization that is privately funded? Why does the state need to pay for Mrs. McDonald to have a chief of staff and security?
Mrs. McDonald. Oh, Mrs. McDonald.
Mrs. McDonald had a farm and everything else she wanted.
In the world of sports, Tiger Woods today in the news says he's back.
Yeah.
He's healthy. and he's going to tee up at this week's PGA Championship.
Yeah,
Will he win is the question.
No, he won't win. He did a practice round yesterday to see if his back. He jumped down into a sand trap last week and took a kind of like a weird shot where he had to stand at a weird angle and torqued his back, which has been giving him problems. And I find this amazing. This guy's in great shape. Great shape. He works out.
Works out a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And in great shape. But his back, I mean, these golfers, they torque their backs. That's the big,
the big concern.
Well, for all of them, I mean, it's the big injury that they all get.
All right. Do you know who Becky Hammon is?
No.
Becky Hammon is a WNBA star who ends her playing career after this season. And after that, when the NBA season begins, she will be the first full-time paid female assistant coach. She's working for the Spurs.
Oh, for the NBA.
Yeah.
Not for the WNBA, for the NBA.
No, she was a player for the WNBA. She will end her playing career this season, and then she will become the NBA's first full-time paid female assistant coach working in this arena. She's working for the Spurs. I think that's cool. Back to women are smarter than men. Maybe they'd be better coaches than men as well. All right. The other thing that has nothing to do with sports, although I think this does play into it. When you think of a college and whether you want to go to college, whether you want to send your children to this college or that college, many of you think about the extracurricular activities, good sports teams, what do they do with their free time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may be interested to know that according to the annual Princeton Review survey, the folks at Syracuse University have the prestige of being the nation's top party school. I don't know anything more about party schools. Didn't know much about it when I was in college. Heidelberg sure as heck wasn't a party school.
No.
And I don't know.
The student princes? They sound like a bunch of party animals.
Yeah, right there, student princes. So, Syracuse named number one.
Party school.
So, Richie, you went to, where'd you go? You went?
Montgomery College. Local college, yeah.
No partying there.
No, I was living at home.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, what'd you do for school? I've forgotten. North Carolina.
NC State. Arizona.
NC State. Okay. Partying there?
Plenty, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
you
participate?
Still hung over from it.
Really?
I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I still went to class.
Yeah. You got to go.
This happens all the time. Anybody you talk to, their school was voted the party school of the...
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And,
I don't know who it is.
And the school never wants to be credited as being the biggest party school.
Not good for sales.
University of Maryland here, West Virginia. Oh, my God, West Virginia. Those people, that college can drink.
Yeah. Good. They call it Drake. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a moment, and I'm going to ask her, although it'll be a short conversation, I'm sure, because her answer is going to be yes. I will ask her, are women smarter than men? And then we'll move on into helping you develop some self-confidence. That's up next here on Good Day.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on what it is that you think and how you think and when you think about your relationships with the opposite sex, if in fact you're. And I think this goes even for gay people, because there are gay people who, when I say relations, I don't necessarily mean romantic relationships, just in general, how are you when it comes to being around other people? Are you, Johnny Carson used to be talked about a lot because when he'd go to a party, he'd stand in a corner. He wouldn't go out and mingle. He didn't really want to be a part of what was going on because he was very shy. And that has to do maybe with self-image. Does it have to do with self-confidence? What makes somebody shy? Have you ever thought about that? How are you when it comes to being in a crowd? How are you when you're with the boss? Can you look the boss straight in the eye? Can you, in a way, manage to, I don't know, commandeer, control the situation? How good are you at that? When it comes to your spouse, comes to your children, comes to your work relationships, just friendships in general. I was having a dinner with some folks the other day, and I was interested at the eye contact that was going on. How good was the eye contact? And then how distracting was it when there was no eye contact? Think about that. If you can't look somebody straight in the eye and from that look, get that glance, get them to look back at you, is there really communication going on? I think there's so much communication in the eyes and also body language. It's not just about words. It's about inflection. And your body accentuates whether you realize it or not. And that's sort of one of the things that I thought was interesting, Joy. Dr. Joy Brown is with us. The essence of body language and whether that is a way to establish self-confidence, because I wanted about to spend a minute on self-confidence and how people build up their self-confidence.
I don't know, is there a question in there?
Well, how does one build self-confidence? How does person...
Okay.
Self-confidence
is one of those things that's one of the few terms probably that we'll ever use that is actually straightforward. Self isn't about other people. It's not about your mom. It's not about your teacher. It's not about your significant other. It's about you, of how do you feel good about yourself. And I think the answer is that you figure out what you value and then how to accomplish some of those mission statements about what you value. For example, if you view being in good shape as being something that's valuable, then you may want to work out. If you view being on time, being promptness as a valuable thing, then you work on being on time. But I think you're also talking about social interaction, which may or may not have to do. There are confident people who are not very good at social interaction, and there are people who are a con artist is probably the best example.
I think maybe there's less of it now, even because of social media. Hi, Dr. Joy is reachable anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a question. 855-99-DR-JOY. She'll answer the question on her radio program, noon to 3 every day. Check it out.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you been sick? You lost weight?
Really? Now, whatever weight I lost, you found, pal.
Last chance. Take it or leave it.
So, those of you who are familiar with what now is a franchise created by Sylvester Stallone and some of his action star buddies, the movies are called The Expendables. This is Boom Lay Boom Lay Boom.
Say that again, please.
The song is called Diamond Eyes Boom Lay Boom Lay Boom by a group called Shinedown. I never heard this. I don't even remember this from the movie. But the movie, the music is what you remember about this movie. It's how many times people get blown up, cars blown up. It just is one violent episodic churn through the annals of action stars on top of another. I thought the second one. What'd you do? What was that? I
think just smoke in your eyes. We are the ghosts that hide in the night.
I had a lot of acting ability to get that done. I thought the second one was better than the first one. Chucker.
I agree with that.
Yeah. The second one was
the first one was just
kind of stupid, and it was way too violent. And not the second one wasn't all violent. So what do we have to expect with the third Expendables, which comes out, what, next week?
It comes out next Friday. Well, some new additions to the cast, Harrison Ford, which will be interesting. Antonio Banderas, who I hear is really good in the film. And Mel Gibson is the villain, which I think will be a nice upgrade. Although Jean-Claude Van Damme, I thought, played a really good bad guy in the second installment.
Yeah.
He was a lot of fun.
I think that this, when you get people like Harrison Ford involved, it gives them credibility. Not that it doesn't. I mean, you expect a certain amount of foolishness when Stallone and Schwarzenegger are together because all they're doing is fooling around and having a good time. Bruce Willis was offered $3 million for 3 days' work. He wanted four, and Stallone told him to go pound sand. Said he was greedy and lazy.
Sylvester Stallone, though, this guy keeps reinventing himself. From Rocky, when he was basically a homeless guy who got a script and wrote it and got it bought, and then he does all these different movies. It's, you know, the Rambo stuff, and now this stuff. He knows how to reinvent himself. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's a very credible.
Well, he didn't really reinvent himself. He's the same guy in every movie.
He's playing a different part. Right,
right.
Exactly. But he's different become name. Very, very wealthy.
Oh.
Well, anybody in the business that has survived five decades, you have to have, you're going to have ebb and flows, big ups, big downs, and he's had them. And,
right.
But he keeps throwing punches, and he's still around.
Not a bad deal. All right, so we get to Chuckers Movie News in a moment here on Good Day.
Look, Jed. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI.
All right, let's move into the movie news department. Chuck, it's all yours.
You got it, Doug. Warner Brothers has moved up the release date from its Batman vs. Superman movie from May 6, 2016 to March 25th of the same year. Why did they do that? Well, they wanted to avoid going head-to-head with Captain America 2, which came out March 25th, 2016. I heard one rumor. I don't know if it's true, but some people are speculating that Ben Affleck's Batman in Batman vs. Superman will be in his 50s and be around for 3 decades in Superman, just coming on to the scene. There also, the rumor says that Batman will never have been photographed, and his crime fighting will just be sort of a urban myth, which I think is a pretty interesting and cool idea. One other bit of news, production on the latest Terminator film wrapped this week. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back as a cyborg, playing the character at his real age in his 60s. The real title is Terminator Genesis, and it comes out next summer.
A cyborg that ages?
There you go. Now he's free in time to go promote Expendables. You'll see him on a lot of TV shows.
WD-40, I'm squeaky.
Yeah. 59, past the hour on Good Day.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.